It's another opportunity to play football, show people what I can do. Looking forward to the opportunity. We beat Arizona last year, and we're trying to do the same thing this year. Just go out and play, have fun.
Sometimes when you look at it, I mean, if you play well, do you get concerned with the numbers game, how many quarterbacks they'll carry, or can you afford to even look?
I can't even worry about that. I'm in the same position I was in last year. Just play ball, and hopefully the best thing will happen for me and my family.
How much do you think you've grown in that year? Because at the end of the season, we saw you get on the regular roster.
I've grown a lot. Jay went down in the Detroit game last year, and that's the reason I came onto the roster. This summer, I've worked hard. I've moved the ball with the threes. I went in with the twos when Patrick went down. I'm just playing my role. When one goes down, I step up.
Darryl, are you still practice squad eligible?
Yes, I am. I was out of football my first year out of the league. I came out the same year as Jay Cutler, and last year was my first year. So I got 1 year of NFL experience, and this is my second year, going on my second year, so I have 2 years left of practice squad eligibility.
Darryl, I know you say you keep it out of your mind and everything that's going to happen this week. How do you do that? I mean, it just seems so tough for most people to understand
how you keep it out of your mind. It's not tough. If you start to worry about things that are out of your control, then you start to fail. And I'm trying to accomplish some things by moving up, being the number three quarterback. Someone goes down, hopefully I can be number two or number one.
You know, obviously you were here last year too. What do you think separates the guys who make it? You know, I mean, the guys on the bubble, you know, a lot of guys on the bubble. What do you think separates those guys?
A coach always talk about special teams, who can play special teams the best. But in my situation, I don't play special teams. So it's just about leadership qualities and what I can do and produce on the field. If I can move the ball with the ones in there this Friday, then hopefully I can be on the roster. If not, then coach will consider me on practice squad.
How much do you think this last preseason matters? Compared to, I mean, you've been doing this for 17 OTAs and weeks of training camp and three preseason.
It matters a lot. It matters a lot because you always want to go out and win. And this organization is built on the running game. So if we can produce a good running game and go out and be successful running the ball, it'll open up the pass. People know what I can do passing the ball. I've shown good success throwing the ball. So I'm just ready and looking for this opportunity to play ball.
Now, most quarterbacks don't play special teams, but you're not built like most quarterbacks. couldn't you run down on kickoffs?
I can, but I'm not going to entertain that question. I actually do play special teams. This week, I'm the second personal protector on punt team. So
nice.
I'm behind Hamza Abdullah. So if something was to happen, you could see me out on special teams.
When's the last time you made a tackle?
My last interception in college.
Something else he doesn't want to talk about.
That's a negative thought. I don't want to talk about interceptions.